This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Three men from Minnesota were arrested on felony drug charges after a traffic stop earlier in the week. The driver and passengers were pulled over for speeding, and during the stop, a police dog alerted on the car, and a search uncovered a half pound of marijuana, 3 pounds of liquid THC, 81 packages of THC edibles, 35 THC oil cartridges, THC wax, 3 Adderall pills, and a Vyvanse pill. Wright will hold a COVID-19 vaccination clinic on the 26th at the community center. The Moderna vaccine shot is being given free of charge. If you're coming for your second dose, please remember to bring your vaccination card. No appointments will be necessary. The Gillette College Rodeo team will be in Casper tomorrow to compete through the weekend. The men's team is currently second in the state, and the women's team is in third place. The team has 3 more events left in the 2021 season. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County has added 6 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 this week, bumping the active case count to 26, according to the Wyoming Department of Health. The Wyoming Department of Health has extended statewide public health orders for 2 more weeks. The news record says that means allowing large indoor events with more than 500 people only up to 50% venue capacity. The orders go into effect tomorrow and run through April 30th. The Campbell County School District has decided that students will continue to have to wear masks while attending school in person. Superintendent Alex Ayers said the district would rather request variances in protocol for individual events like prom and graduation rather than going maskless all the time. With the county hosting numerous events in the next few weeks, like the regional soccer tournament and the first Wyoming high school softball tournament, being safe at those events is a priority. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.